We're learning about Hadlakas Neros on Shabbos, and a question that was raised is whether the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros is to do a maisa of Hadlakas Neros, that is to be madlik the ner, or is the mitzvah just to let there be light? I don't care how you get the light, okay, you have to light a ner so that there could be light, but the mitzvah is that there should be light. Now you might think that, of course, the mitzvah is to light Shabbos candles. Not just that there should be light. Well, if you open up a Rambam or if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, you'll see the language of both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, which comes from the Rambam, is that there's a mitzvah on every man and every woman. It doesn't say to light Shabbos candles. It says to have light lit, to have candles lit in their home. You hear that? It doesn't say there's a mitzvah, Achayiv al kol ish v'isha lahadlik neros Shabbos. Rather, it says sheyehei ner dolok bebeiso. There has to be a candle that's lit in their house. We're going to talk about that right now. So you see clearly from the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds a little bit that the mitzvah is not to actively light the candle, but that there should be light that's lit, however it happens. Why is that important? We mentioned last night, because if the mitzvah is to do an active lighting, maybe you actually need candles, or oil, or a flame. On the other hand, if the mitzvah is indeed only that there should be light in the house, so what's wrong with the chandelier, and the lighting system, and the LEDs, and the fluorescence, and certainly the incandescents, if it's just a mitzvah, there should be light in the home? So Mishnah Berurah wants to make a diyuk. Mishnah Berurah says the following. Mishnah Berurah says, when it comes to Chanukah, we have a question. What's the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah? The Gemara questions whether it's a mitzvah hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah. Putting it in the right place. Is it the maisa hadlaka or putting it in the right place? And how does the Gemara conclude in terms of how do we paskin? The Gemara says, hey, I have a proof from the bracha of Hilchas Chanukah, Neros Chanukah. What do we say on Neros Chanukah? Baruch atah, baruch atah, Hashem al-kein ha-melam, asher k'desh ha-mesasah, v'tzivan aleh, hadlik ner shel Chanukah. The mitzvah is hadlaka. That's what the Gemara says. You have a raya from the bracha, say Chazal, says the Gemara, that the mitzvah is the hadlaka and not the hanacha. That's the Gemara in Shabbos talking about Chanukah. Armed with that Gemara that talks about Chanukah, the Mishnah Berurah suggests that we can answer our question similarly regarding the Shabbos question. What is the Shabbos question? Whether the mitzvah is the maisa hadlaka or the mitzvah is the just having light in your house? Well, let's look at the bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah. Baruch atah, I don't know how what the tune is because I'm always in shul. My wife is saying it. Baruch atah, shel kenem ha'chalam, asher k'desh ha'chalam, asher k'desh ha'chalam, asher k'desh Lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. What? No? Lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. Lahadlik ner shel Shabbos means that says Mishnah Berurah, you see from that the mitzvah is what? The mitzvah is the maisa hadlaka. A beautiful proof from the Mishnah Berurah, from the bracha that we make, just like the Gemara brought that proof when in regards to Chanukah. Why doesn't the Gemara talk about that proof when it comes to Shabbos candles? Because the bracha, Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos, doesn't exist in Chazal. It doesn't appear in any Mishnah or in anywhere in any Gemara in Shas. In fact, there's a machlokas Rishonim, if entirely there is a bracha to make at all when you light Shabbos candles. Some Rishonim say you don't really make any bracha on Shabbos candles. We'll talk about that tonight, Bezus Hashem, in the Shir. So that's why the Gemara doesn't talk about Shabbos candles, what we could learn from the bracha of Shabbos candles, because in Shas there is no bracha on Shabbos candles. So this is the Mishnah Berurah's proof that the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles is the Maisa Hadlaka. If that's the case, should light bulbs work? Well, if it's not a Hadlaka, it shouldn't work. I heard about that Mishnah once. Yeah, where's that? That's our question. That's right. Could the lights count, or do you need a Maisa Hadlaka? You say maybe the lights count as a Maisa Hadlaka. What? You're suggesting, right, that's we're going to talk about that tonight, is turning on a light called a Maisa Hadlaka, but even if it's not called a Maisa Hadlaka, maybe if the mitzvah is only that you need light, so I don't care how you got it there. On the other hand, if you need an actual Hadlaka, then you have to consider the turning on the light to be Hadlaka, and that is subject to argument. I want to finish with the following rejection of everything we just said from the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer says, oh my goodness, Rabbi Mishnah Brura, how in the world could you draw a parallel between Neros Chanukah and Shabbos? The Gemara in Chanukah, Hilchas Chanukah, has a question. Hanacha osa mitzvah or hadlaka osa mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to light the candles or is the mitzvah to place them in the right spot? There, the Gemara brings a proof from the bracha that it's not to put it down, because then the bracha would say, Asher k'dushas z'davit z'ivanu, Asher k'dushas z'davit z'ivanu, l'haniach ner shel Chanukah, l'haniach ner shel Chanukah. And since the Gemara didn't say l'haniach, it says l'hadlik, we know that the mitzvah is the hadlaka. But, says the Tzitz Eliezer, when it comes to Shabbos, this is a subtle point, so listen carefully, when it comes to Shabbos, what are the two options I'm trying to figure out? What are the two options I'm considering? Either there's a mitzvah to do the Maisa Hadlaka, or there's a mitzvah to that there be light. How do you make a bracha if it would be a mitzvah that there should be light? What did you just say? So you'd have to say some Maisa. So even if the mitzvah would be just that there should be light, it's whatever Maisa you do to make sure that there would be light. So what would you say anyway? You would say Lahadlik, whether it would be either one of the two. Meaning, says it's Tzitz Eliezer, Mr. Rabbi Mishnah Brura, you can't bring a proof from the bracha Lahadlik Neshel Shabbos to prove what the mitzvah is by Shabbos, because if the mitzvah is Lahadlik, of course you say Lahadlik Neshel Shabbos. But even if, and we'll finish with this, even if the mitzvah is that there should be light, brachas, birchas hamitzvahs are always on a Maisa, and therefore it would have to be on the Maisa that causes there to be light, which anyway would be Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. So therefore, it says it's Tzitz Eliezer, you can bring no proof, you can't bring any proof from the Lashon of the Bracha as to what the real mitzvah of Shabbos candles is. And therefore, the Tzitz Eliezer says it might therefore be possible to turn on lights for Shabbos candles, even if there's no Maisa Hadlaka and you don't have any proof otherwise. From the bracha. Can I be a cash man? Second, the bracha says, "Because it's a fichu, and the tzaddik man nechayes to give it to the tzaddik." Yes, good.